This is KUT. Investigations into the police shootings of a black man in Louisiana and a black man in Minnesota have begun. But what's the process like here in Austin? What happens when an APD officer shoots and kills someone? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
We'll start with the shot. An officer's bullet does not have to hit anyone to initiate an investigation. Margot Frazier is the Austin police monitor.
If an Austin police officer fires their gun intending to strike another human being, then the incident is investigated.
Once a shot is fired,
the first step is that notifications go out.
Frazier gets a call, APD gets a call, the district attorney gets a call, and a lawyer for the officer gets a call. They'll walk the scene and observe the department's collection of evidence. APD Assistant Chief Troy Gay explains what that looks like.
They'll go ahead and rope it off. They'll call the crime scene investigations unit in to go ahead and process whether there are casings, whether there is placement of the vehicles, diagramming, pictures, everything that they need to do on a crime scene investigation.
Two investigations have now begun, an administrative investigation, which looks into whether the officer violated department rules, and a criminal investigation, which asks, was the use of force justified by law? In both investigations, it's important to question the officer. The criminal questioning usually happens first.
Try to get the officer in on the criminal side as soon as possible, and that's usually within a day to 2 days after the incident, just because you want to make sure that their thoughts are fresh on their mind.
During a criminal investigation, an officer is to be treated like any citizen who has shot and killed someone. But there's an exception. Before questioning the officer,
we do allow them to look at the video, because that's just normal practice that we would allow.
Would a civilian be allowed to view that video in a criminal investigation before being questioned?
No, they would not.
In the administrative investigation, the officer gets to see most of the evidence. This includes any videos, photos, or other recordings of the shooting, including dash cam video. In the future, this will include body cam footage. Once the investigation is complete, the evidence in the criminal investigation gets handed over to the district attorney, and a grand jury decides whether or not to indict the officer. On the administrative side, the chief decides whether or not the officer should be disciplined. The results of these can often differ. In a shooting in February of an unarmed black teenager, the APD officer was fired, but a grand jury decided not to indict. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.